Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in. It is the 3-hour edition. It's a 3-hour tour with In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh.
Yeah, the 3-hour tour.
What is it?
Sit right back.
And what's the song?
I don't know.
You don't know the song?
I'm not 65 years old and I watch Gilligan's Island.
Sit right back and a tale of a da da da.
Yeah, you know it so well. How impressive.
See, that's the lyrics.
Just word for word. That's amazing that you know that.
It's like you're watching the show. You can just see. What is the Ginger?
Marianne. Yeah, and Ginger. Yeah. Marianne. I can just see him right now.
I paint a story
in standard def.
Remember standard def?
Like the first show in color? Is that what that was? Was it even in color?
I think it started in black and white and then it went to color.
Is that okay. I mean, you would know since you're 85 years old.
Oh, you're older than me. So why don't you?
Well, I know, but apparently you know the whole song here. So
I
grew up with Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Did I spin here. Had I have a different experience? I'm 35 years old. Bogman's like 44. And
well, I've heard the song before, but I can't tell
you
what
watch
happened
Nick at Night
in any episode.
I grew up. What Nick at Night it doesn't even exist anymore.
I have no idea.
I have no
I had
what
Nick
channel
at Night.
Is Nickelodeon?
I remember Nick at Night, but we didn't get cable till I was like 15. So I had like all the normal crappy channels and then we got cable. Like my family was
really?
Super cheap about TV.
Yeah. That's really cheap. What I do remember, the cheap thing I had was that we would have cable, but my mom never wanted to upgrade the TV. So we had like, I had like a straight up like RCA.
You had to get up to change the channel like thump.
I fully remember that TV. But then there were like two TV upgrades until I was probably 16 or 17.
The nice thing about those old TVs though is when you flip over to like the Playboy channel, you could see some squiggly line boobs on occasion.
Whoa,
you remember
our experience in television was completely different. I remember getting excited at squiggly boobs. Something just came in there, like just seeing that. But also like that, like there weren't that many channels. Now I'm not trying to be, this isn't like the 80s or something like that. There were channels, but like Nick at Night, I'd watch Nickelodeon in the day. And then Nick at Night was like Dick Van Dyke, I Dream of Jeannie, I Love Lucy.
So I did see some of those shows, but this was a deal. Like I remember when I was like 5 or 6 or 7, or I was very young. My mom sent me out to California for a month. My grandma lived out there, so I'd stay with my grandma, and she had cable. So I would, I'd watch all the Nickelodeon shows. I'd sit in front of it all day. I'd watch Flipper in the morning with all the Wild and Crazy Kids and all that stuff.
Yep.
And then I would watch Nick at Night then. But
Tyler Moore.
I don't remember Mary Tyler Moore. So
I
fell asleep before like the really late night stuff came
whole
on.
Gambit.
So.
All of them. I mean, I think Gilligan was on there and all that. Not that like I'm not a defender of really the only show that I would defend of all of those Nick at Night shows, all those ones I grew up with, is I Love Lucy. That's the only one that I would defend to this day, because I Love Lucy was hilarious.
My favorite I Love Lucy thing was in Rat Race when Cuba Gooding Jr. was driving the bus filled with the Lucys.
I don't remember.
You remember that?
Technically not I Love Lucy. It's just someone referencing.
Yeah, I understand, but that's like my favorite version of anything from I Love Lucy.
That'd be like, you know what my favorite I Love Lucy is thing? Is when In This League talked about I Love Lucy.
Well, you don't remember he knocked the bus over and all the Lucys go, ah, it was like 50 of them. It was hilarious.
What movie was this?
It was Rat Race.
No, Rat Race.
You don't remember Rat Race?
No, not
at
all.
The movie's good, dude. It's funny.
Yeah? Is Mr. Bean in that one?
Mr. Bean is in that one. Yeah. I remember him and Nedry from Jurassic Park through the heart out the window that he was trying to race across the desert to get to New Mexico or something.
You remember Rat Race, but you don't remember like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, that's because it. Rat Race was made within my lifetime.
All right, but Gilligan's Island, we've been inundated with our entire lives.
You've been inundated with it. People are hitting you over the head with stupid Gilligan's Island. I almost lost $100.
Oh, man, that would be great for what we got coming up this weekend. We'll be talking Royal Rumble. I can maybe put that down on a little bit of a Super Bowl bet. That's all the stuff that we're talking about. We're not going to just be talking. I don't know why Gilligan's Island. It's just
actually, you can tune out now unless you're into I Love Lucy and Gilligan's Island. That's all we're talking about today.
We have been on a little bit of a roll. Okay, this is funny. So we were talking with a friend of ours about just the industry. Radio, podcasting, all that stuff. And, you know, I have lots of opinions because I work in radio. And then obviously, you know, I essentially almost work more in this field of sports and fantasy broadcasting and stuff. And there's this fine element where it's like you want to appeal to a younger audience. But if you think about it from podcasting perspective, a little bit of an older audience, you know, people might have more longer stable jobs. They travel more. They listen more. They might have disposable income.
Yeah, because everyone over 40 goes, what's a podcast to me?
Well, no, that is true. Like I get a lot
of that. The only person over 40 that knows what a podcast is are Mark Maron and Joe Rogan.
No, but
that's it.
I'm not saying that type of old. I'm talking more like 25 plus, like 25 plus longer jobs. You know, they can support advertisers.
I'm just
programs
over here poking
like
holes in your argument. So I don't.
I know you are. But like at the same time, you also can't age yourself out. Like you want that audience that, you know, is going to be there with you, support you, the real supporters. But if you don't expand yourself, you're going to age yourself out and you're all going to be 60 years old together and just, you know, screaming at kids on your lawn. So you have to get younger people. So that's something you and I have always done a decent job of. Until about a month ago where I decided to start referencing Dr. Demento. And now I'm talking about Gilligan's Island and I Love Lucy. Nothing that anyone probably under 30 really can reference.
Dr. Demento and this show have all been within a week and a half. So maybe you need to start taking your Centrum Silver, Grandpa, because your memory is going too. A month?
Well,
you didn't say Dr. Demento like was seriously like 6 days ago.
Nah, but I've done some other old people things. So just like forget.
Oh, really? Have you just like been eating a lot of oatmeal and going to bed at six?
Well, I was going to bed a lot when I was sick. I was sick. Here's an old person thing, being sick for 2 weeks.
That's true, yeah. If you have to go into the hospital with a sickness, you're usually old or the Welsh.
Yeah,
either way.
I didn't go to the hospital. But, I feel like there's something in there like we should have like a new open. And let's have a new awesome open. Let's get Tyson out of it. And let's have a Gilligan's Island. Since it's a three-hour show, it's a three-hour tour.
Show.
A three-hour tour. So sit right back and we'll talk about the Super Bowl and Royal Rumble. Because both of those things are coming up, and that's what we've got. So, we have got Super... What is the number, by the way? Super Bowl 52?
53.
Is it 53, really?
53, yeah.
Oh, man. Two digits more than your age, Boggs.
That's right. Getting that's there. Right. You know?
Getting there.
I'm 51, so...
Yeah. So, I'm going to jar you up a little bit with the age, but you're over it. So, Super Bowl 53. All the football stuff that's intertwining it. All of a sudden, lots more baseball information to be getting to. And Bogman and myself will be on Sunday at the Royal Rumble. That's right. The biggest thing happening in the month of January, right, Boggs? Technically,
yep, right. The conference championships were pretty awesome. But yeah, the Royal Rumble is, of course, bigger than that.
Did I see, was it right that the LA audience tuned in more to the Patriots than the Rams game?
Yep. 100%, yes.
They're the worst.
Well, you know, West Coast isn't known for...
Don't put West Coast and LA together fully, because LA is some other
worst.
Type of horrible.
Like, you know, LA, I mean, Dodger fans are known for showing up in the third inning and leaving in the seventh. Like, it's a known thing.
Like, what do you got to do?
Part of that is because those people don't care about their sports, but the other part is because, you know, even if you leave 2 hours ahead of time, you still can't get there because of the parking and all the nonsense.
What do they got to do to get LA excited about football at all? Like,
flying cars.
You got the best. I mean, I'd be an LA fan if that were true, but they've got the best running back in the NFL.
they got their team to the Super Bowl. What is this, is this year one, two of being in LA?
Second year.
Not in loser Kansas City anymore. Or St. Louis.
Or St. Louis. Yeah,
St. Louis, whatever, Missouri. They're not in loser Missouri. They're in LA now.
That's true.
And nobody is excited. They would rather watch the Patriots than their own team.
Yeah, I think that's just because, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense because they were in LA before, right? So you would think maybe there's a little bit of crossover from the old LA fans for the older fans, the people that are older than us that remember them out there vividly.
I'll bet you in Atlanta, there are more Rams fans from St. Louis than there will be from LA.
Ooh. I think the way they left St. Louis, I don't think there's many. I don't think there's many fans still left out in St. Louis.
I'll bet you
they're pissed about the way Kroenke took his team and moved it to L.A., especially because I think Stan Kroenke is a born and bred St. Louis guy, and he moved the team to L.A. just to make more money.
It's a very LA
move. Not just to make more money, but I don't know how viable St. Louis was. But I mean,
well, it's a very L.A. type move to go against the grain and just go out there. Now, do you think there will be, maybe we'll have another big political controversy, but this time, instead of red hats, they're going to be black hats with Saint symbols on them. Will there be Saints protesting in Atlanta? It's not that far for them to travel, because
100%.
I have never seen the amount of crybabies in any sport anywhere around the New Orleans Saints. What? I didn't hear you.
I said, careful, Welsh. Careful.
What?
I mean, you're not wrong. Like,
there's nobody that's a bigger crybaby than the Saints right now.
Oh, well, I think you're forgetting Super Bowl 40. The Seahawks against the Steelers.
Well, I see. Yeah, sure.
Pretty big crybabies over a couple bad calls in that
but
game.
But not super.
And nothing nearly as bad as what happened in this.
Let me put it this way, Box. You're not. I know where you're going with this. Sure. Cardinals fans can't shut up about Santonio Holmes. Seahawks fans, huge big crybabies. Everybody's a crybaby from the Super Bowl. I have never seen people within an organization, maybe not them exactly, but people surrounded around the amount of people that have asked for a game to be replayed because of a call. I want to lose $100 of the things that I want to say right now. If I was going to lose $100 per word I was going to say, I would owe you a Ford Focus, because these people
use a Ford Focus.
Probably.
Who couldn't?
From reporters to morons that run public office in New Orleans, petitioning the NFL to be like, well, you should bring it back. Somebody was like, today on Saturday, you should bring the game back and they should play the final 2 minutes on Saturday. What are you talking about?
I mean, well, that's just never going to happen.
Did you see the tweet by
Ben Watson, by the way?
The what? The tweet?
The tweet by Ben Watson.
Yeah, he's like, Mr. Commissioner, why don't you stop being a douche and why don't you step up and say something?
I mean, you might be paraphrasing a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. He's retiring, Goodell, so he can say these things.
That football is an imperfect game played, coached, and officiated by imperfect people. What occurred last Sunday in New Orleans, though, was outside of that expected and accepted norm. Your continued silence on this matter is unbecoming of the position you hold, detrimental to the integrity of the game, and disrespectful and dismissive to football fans everywhere. From the locker room to Park Ave, accountability is what makes our league great. Lead by example.
Do you remember that Dave Chappelle bit where they were like, someone was saying something and then like George Wallace would come up and translate it? Like, everything he just said, pop me up and say, yo, Roger, stop being a douche. Talk about it.
Are you thinking about the Key and Peele skit where they had the Obama anger translator?
Maybe, but Chappelle did one of those. Like a little pop-up would come up. Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember that one for whatever reason. But
well, whatever. Yeah. Okay, sure. Bit. That's the bit. Ben Watson, very nice public statement. Hey, why don't you step up and be ridiculous? You know what this is, Box?
Well, what's he supposed to do? Like, I'm not a defender of Roger Goodell, like, ever. But what is he supposed to say?
You know what he should do?
We really screwed that one up. Sorry, New Orleans.
You know what he should do? He should come out to a press conference, and he should get it. This is a perfect opportunity, by the way. He's missing it. You go and you contact, what's the tissue company?
Kleenex.
Kleenex. You get Kleenex on board and you say, listen, I've partnered with Kleenex to provide all of New Orleans with a box of Kleenex to wipe your little baby tears so you guys can get over this game. Get over it. Be adults. It's the NFL. Ref screwed up. Hey, if Goodell wants to take the guy's head off, you know what I mean? Like fire the umps. Do that. The referees umps. Fire the referees.
You're in baseball mode already.
I am in baseball mode. Fire the refs all you want. I don't care. But it is unbelievable the amount of crybabiness. It's just being adult.
They got the ball first in overtime, too.
Yeah, they went to overtime. This isn't like, remember when we were talking about the Cody Parkey thing? Like, Cody Parkey, like, I was like, this dude lost the game, and I think it was a piece of peer or whatever, and he was like, well, they had opportunities. Yeah, but that's different. This was a literal game-winning situation that, but obviously it was tipped and whatever, but I'm saying, like, that is different than this. That was it set in motion a course of things that happened, but there was like an entire 2 minutes that happened, and then in overtime, and adults are coming out and acting like children about this stuff. Be a human being and go on Twitter with an egg avatar.
Yeah, and just
mother F people on Twitter. Do that. Be an adult and do it on Twitter and troll people.
Be an adult and troll people on Twitter to get your anger out.
Yeah, scream it.
Is that what you're saying?
Scream at Goodell like you do on your Twitter account anyways, but just make a burner for it and scream and cry about how the Saints got screwed. Guess what? It's one of the worst calls ever. It totally is. You're not gonna replay the game. Get over yourselves.
No, it's just never gonna happen. Did you see the guy on Madden who turned pass interference all the way down, did that same play, and it was still called pass interference?
That's pretty great. It's pretty. You know what? Also, too, everyone is acting. This is the quit culture. You know, you get up on two touchdowns on someone in the first quarter, you're playing Madden online, and then it's like, oh, user is disconnected. Like, that's all Saints fans. They're just crying about it. You know, it's some little 12-year-old saying horrible things across the microphone. That's all that's going on in this situation.
So what you're saying is when people complain about a call from now on, we have to say, what are you, a Saints fan?
I think so. I think officially we do. I think my idea, by the way, with Goodell is perfect. Get Kleenex on board. Offer every Saints fan. That's, you know what? We don't need Goodell. Kleenex, I'm giving you the perfect opportunity. Do it during the Super Bowl. That's your ad. A free box of Kleenex for all Saints fans. You'll win over everybody but New Orleans. But who cares? All right, we'll be back. We got more Super Bowl, Royal Rumble, all that baseball. It's coming up. More in this league. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for
In This League?
Answer me! Suck my white ass!
Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
All right, welcome back. It's Gilligan and the Skipper. That's right. You figure out who's Gilligan and who's the Skipper. It's Bogman the Welsh on Twitter, at Is It the Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Wonderful sports weekend. I mean, no football, so it's not that great. But you have Royal Rumble. You have, what's going on, Bogman? How wonderful is it? You got basketball, a lot of basketball, right?
A lot of basketball, that's right. We've got the Senior Bowl happening tomorrow, so we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Senior Bowl, huh? You excited?
That's right.
What's the big guy there? Who's that?
Well, the guy that I want to see the most is, of course, and all my CFF people know, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, my guy. I own him in our league, in our three-sport league. I drafted him. Deebo. Right.
Deebo.
Do you see that movie put on whatever that corner was, that video?
Oh, yeah. He's torching them, man.
He's brutal.
So he's going to be so much better than expected. A lot of, not a lot of top-end offensive talent, but a lot of talent deep in as far as wide receiver and running back go.
What I would like is I want I need somebody to do like a Photoshop and make the cornerback the Saints and then the Rams or Debo Samuel and then just have that. Okay, this is how embarrassing they are. By the way, InThisLeague.com, check out all the stuff we got going on.
It's, send all your Saints hate mail.
Yeah, yeah. Send that to Joe Pisa PS17. That's where you send that, not here. This is how embarrassing they are. Saints season ticket holders were suing the NFL to get that game replayed. I talked about the replays.
Like, come on.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
That's me. Like change.org. Like, it's just never going to happen. So what do you even
like someone being about? Like, I got to build a wall. Let's have everybody GoFundMe.
Did you see? So that the change.org thing is like, I think that if they get 40,000 signatures, like the thing has to go in front of lawmakers.
No, you are right about that. That is ultimately what it's just petitioning.
And they got 40,000 signatures on the U.S. needing to build a Death Star. So that had to go in front of some person and waste their time.
That's so great.
To say, yeah, look, we looked it over and we're not building a Death Star.
What a world. I love it. You know what? Why don't Saints fans just do the other thing? If you don't want to go on, if you want to be an actual human being and not go on Twitter and troll, do this. Get a PS4 or, like Bogman, have a listener send it to you for free. Live a,
that's right,
a cherished life. Buy Madden and then just go play on rookie mode and beat the Rams like 10 times. Get it out of your system.
Or you root for the Patriots, you know, in the Super Bowl. So,
oh God, what a conundrum! Can no one?
Not for me. Go Rams. Let's ram it.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying, like, as a Saints fan, who do you root for in this game? You just don't pay attention, right?
Well, that's your thing, but I mean, a lot of have you skipped a Super Bowl before? Like, I know you've gotten mad, but have you ever just flat out not watched one?
Yeah, absolutely.
When the Niners lose the NFC Championship, you're just done. It's over with.
Yeah, I think actually, I want to say after the year after the Niners lost to the Ravens, I think I checked out of that one. Yeah,
so you didn't watch that Super Bowl.
The one after. I'm saying the one after, like after they lost, and then I have absolutely but my hate runs really deep. That's why I think Saints fans should, like, if you can clump your hate and then you can process your hate in a specific area, not in a violent area, but you just process it in a different way. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I'm going to eat a bunch of bad food, eat some gumbo or whatever you eat, and then I'm going to play some Madden, and then I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. Like, me eat not participating.
Eat some gumbo or whatever you eat, man.
Do they have, like, drive-through gumbo there? What is gumbo, by the way?
Drive-through gumbo.
What is,
I mean,
gumbo?
There's a lot of gumbo and Cajun food in New Orleans, but it's not like everyone's out there like, oh, I'm going to eat a gumbo today. We all talk. They're not all Farmer Fran from The Waterboy.
You want to know what about you? Eat that gumbo. We're going to watch that Rams and the Patriots game. We're going to be good.
They all sound like Ed Orgeron, so.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I think so. So, but no, I'm honestly asking you, if you're a Saints fan, how in God's name do you process this game? All you wish
sue
for
the
is an
NFL,
atomic bomb.
I believe that's okay. What I would do. So I would, you know what else I would do is
get that
would,
big tooth lawyer from making a murderer.
I would build buy some billboards and, talk about my hate there. Like they got screwed and blah, blah, blah. I would post that everywhere I possibly could. I think that's what I would do.
That's, you know what? That's what they should have done. They should raise $1 million on a GoFundMe and produce a commercial that just slow motion replays what happened.
And it just says, remember, this is why you're watching the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Oh, and it'll be like this game should be replayed, and then under it'll be a Nike symbol. Just do it. Like, Nike can sponsor
just
it.
Just do it. Oh, I see.
Hey, okay. Nike, hey, if you think about it, Boggs, Nike is sure into big political messages. They're into that change.org. That could be their next stance.
It could be.
Kaepernick and then a replay of this game for 2 minutes.
Hmm. Yep. Yep, not going to touch that one. So let's talk about anything
else. Man, okay, I got another thing. How about they treat the Super Bowl like the Royal Rumble, and they'll just have like an opening match, and it'll be the final 2 minutes. You remember in Madden how you could replay the final 2 minutes in like those weird modes? They'll just replay it before the game, like one of those like little Pop Warner games that they play before. The little kids come out, they're like, ooh, doo, doo. Like they'll just bring the Saints out and they'll play the Rams. Excuse me.
Well, we got to back up. How are the little kids?
They're
again?
Like, ooh, doo, 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 play the game. You know, like little 4 year olds and they run around and stuff. That'll be the Rams.
This is my favorite. The Saints, I mean. That's fine. I don't know that there's a good solution. Like I think what has to happen now is I think most plays need to be challengeable, and you either get maybe you add one challenge to a game, which sucks because I don't want games to take longer because of challenges. But like this kind of call can't happen. Like it just can't. Two referees blew this call. They both saw it. No one threw the flag. I don't know what they're waiting on. It's the worst pass interference I've ever seen in my life. So I do have to give that up to the Saints fans. Like you were totally jobbed, you know, sure. But this stuff happens. You know, every single team has had it. You know, the Steelers lost to the Saints in New Orleans on a play similar to that where they called. It was actually the opposite. They called pass interference when there was absolutely none. But you know, if that play was reviewable, the Steelers would have won that game. They would have been in the playoffs, able to make a possible run. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and blame that one call on not making it. Because
you're not going to totally remember that call and transcribe it perfectly on a radio show.
I didn't. I already messed it up. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's more pieces to the season. You beat the Raiders, you beat the Browns, you don't lose to the Broncos. Like you win those games and you don't have to worry about that stupid call.
So here's what I think they should do is what the Saints should do is they should pull an old school ECW where they invade the Super Bowl, or for bigger, more common wrestling fans, do what DX did, show up in a tank at WCW. And that's what the Saints will do. They'll show up in their outfit ready to play the game.
Just Alvin Kamara hits Todd Gurley over the head with a steel chair.
They'll come out in their ski mask and people are like, is it Sting? Is it Stinger? Who's behind the Sting mask? And it'll be like, oh, it's Alvin Kamara. Yeah, it'll be great.
I don't think that there's
I don't think you like my ideas.
It sucks. I mean, I can't imagine can you imagine any of the Saints going to the Pro Bowl right now?
Are any of them there? This is all I've seen from the Pro Bowl because I don't pay attention to it, nor do I care about it. We went out to a dinner and I looked up and they were doing a skills competition. I watched Von Miller not throw a football. I saw Adam Thielen attempt to throw a football. And then I saw Eric Ebron just drop passes from Andrew Luck in a skills competition. That's my connection to all of it. That's it.
Yeah, it's I haven't watched any of it. I've been more into, you know, and I haven't watched much of this either just because we've been so busy writing our 99 player debates book, The Welsh. Yeah. But I've seen a little bit of senior ball practices, and most of what I saw was Deebo Samuel one-on-one against that corner you were talking about. So it's just this is a rough week, but we're going to the Royal Rumble a lot like Tom Brady is going to the Super Bowl for the 9th time in his career.
Is this our 9th Royal Rumble?
This is our 9th Royal Rumble. I don't know if you knew that. So yeah.
This is, well, the only two events you and I have gone to wrestling-wise in the last 10 years have both been the two biggest pay-per-views you could possibly go to, WrestleMania and Royal Rumble. We don't deserve the nice things.
This has to just infuriate people that are super big fans, right?
Oh yeah,
like super ultimate. You have a guy in your office that works with you who's a huge fan.
We were with a few. It was me and Bogman and another person, and the person I work with is a huge wrestling fan. They asked, they're like, you have to be incensed that he's going to the Royal Rumble, and I was like, oh yeah, and that they should be like floor seats. Like I don't deserve any of that, but Bogman more so because you don't.
I'm
know
like,
anything.
What's a Finn Balor? I don't know what that is. So.
Finn Balor, Bogman, I learned has an alter ego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like a normal person. He looks kind of Irish, maybe almost like a Peaky Blinder, but then he gets in this weird like war paint like demon. He becomes a demon.
He becomes a demon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look it up. Wrestling is not fake.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's going to be fun. You don't have to be honest, like once you're at one of those big, huge events, you don't have to know what's going on to enjoy it.
What's,
you know,
more planned? Royal Rumble or the Patriots and the NFL making sure they're back in the
Super Bowl? Oh, boo.
What's more of a schedule? Well, I mean, the NFL's, I mean, I think their part is working well.
Did you see someone change the Wikipedia page on the AFC Championship? It says, the AFC Championship is a game where a team gets to challenge the New England Patriots to go to the Super Bowl.
I will bet you someone high up in the league office in the next 2 years moves over to WWE for their creative writing. As the WWE is going to need some new storylines, and they're going to have to take it from the NFL because of how good they've done.
Yeah, I mean, it's it wasn't that surprising. I mean, you picked the Chiefs and I picked the Patriots, but I picked the Saints and you picked the Rams.
Yeah.
And to be honest, this could have gone either way, either of these games.
Well, I mean, it was all joking aside, that was the best single day of playoff football in ever. I mean, God knows how long.
I mean, I can't remember a better weekend than that. That was both those games going into overtime were awesome. Yeah, they were a lot of fun to watch. But did you? Okay. So someone said, and tell me if you agree with this. Did you see like the laser pointer in Tom Brady's eyes and all that stuff?
I did see that after the fact. I saw a picture and then I saw a video. I mean, the video made it look like some serious laser pointer going on.
So someone said that if that had happened to Patrick Mahomes in New England, people would be absolutely losing their mind.
Ooh,
and yeah, I'm not a big like defender of the Patriots, but I think I have to agree with that.
I'm a 1,000%
losing their mind.
But I think you might agree with me on this. It's specifically because it would have been in New England, because would have been like, you know, Bill Belichick hired some, you know, 12-year-old to flash this light in an area. You know, they have a guy that's flashing this light in Mahomes' eye. Only New England to Mahomes would this have been a big deal. I think if this was, you know, Jared Goff, you know, with a laser pointer and people been like, that's that wacky New Orleans and their crazy beads and alcohol. Like, yeah. I don't think it would have been as big, but
like
you're right.
Whistle guy. Oh my God. Did you hear? Like, I know a lot of the time you're running around with the kids and you don't have the sound on for some of the games, but there was this whistle a-hole at in New Orleans who apparently wears a big whistle cardboard thing on his head. I think I've seen him before this game, of course. But like you could just hear it in the microphone during every play. This dude just blowing the whistle, blowing the whistle, blowing the whistle, blowing the whistle.
Maybe that's why New Orleans lost.
I mean, if that guy was going to show up at the Super Bowl, I'm glad they lost.
Yeah.
Because I can't take that for the entire game. It's driving me nuts.
But like how much... It's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. I mean, and like, it's illegal because like idiots will have those laser pointers and they'll put them up at airplanes. Like, I think that's a federal crime.
Oh yeah.
To do that. So like, why is that still a thing?
I mean, you just can't stop it. You know, 60,000-70,000 people plus from bringing one guy is going to get something in.
You want to know what, dude?
That is annoying.
I'm going to throw a bet down. How much you want to bet NFL? They can't get a tape that is openly out there of Kareem Hunt, but how much you want to bet they find the one person in that stadium who had that laser pointer? How much you want to bet they pin him down and we're going to get his name during Super Bowl week? They're going to release his name, forever banned. Maybe there'll be a jail controversy.
It's going to be in Guantanamo Bay.
Yep.
It's going to be a bunch of terrorists and this guy shining a light in Tom Brady's eye. That's how it's going to work.
I think they're going to find him.
Well, it shouldn't be that difficult to find that guy. I mean, maybe it would be, but they have cameras that go throughout the entire stadium.
So they
can kind of pinpoint the section of where it was coming from.
How many people actually watch the game anymore either? A third of that stadium is recording it themselves or the field for something to happen. Someone's got to have that guy.
Does that annoy you, like people at an event, like only watching the event through their phone? It's like I get it when something big is happening or something, or you want to capture the moment. But like the people who are just holding their phone up the entire time, it's like, just live a moment for a second.
Especially like fast paced stuff. Like we go to baseball games. Like I like to capture a lot of stuff, whether it's like smaller prospect stuff or big baseball games.
Well,
it's
and that's moving. For later too. Like you're giving the rest of the world access to that if it's something.
But also like it's so slow paced you can do it. But to your point, like football, when you're going, like get off your phone. Like we don't all need, like, you know, remember the guy that he what was it? Like he filmed himself after Aaron Judge hit a homer, and then somebody came back and he got his expression just being defeated. I can't remember the context. People know what I'm talking about. The guy's like filming himself in Yankee Stadium, and then like they lose and he wants to cry, and it's like we don't all need to see your reaction. Not all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have done that. You know, have you ever seen the, I mean, to be honest, I feel like they're fake anymore, but the people that'll be recording the super fans going crazy.
Oh, they all plan it. Like every time I see somebody put their fist through a TV and it's like, well, that TV burnt out 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And then they brought that in.
It's the crappiest little tiny 12-inch TV you've ever seen.
Apparently everybody has a 20. Yeah, everyone has a 24-inch Element TV that they watch their games on. I don't think so.
Have you ever been that mad to do something like that at a game? Not in general, like sure, life will do something and you'll freak out, but not at a game.
A TV. I've been mad. I mean, we had somebody threaten to like kill people I beat them at a video game.
Right. Yeah. Well, that person also need to be medicated. Yeah,
but those are the people that show up on these videos. They're punching stuff. They're freaking out. They're flipping tables. And it's like, you got to clean that up, man.
Get a hold of your life. Yeah. Like
Bogman's TV just broke. You know how much he doesn't want to buy a new TV?
Oh, God, I'm so like, I have no right to be mad about that at all, because that TV I bought in 2007 and the amount of sitting and watching television I do is absurd next to the most person.
Hold on. We got to go to break. Okay.
I'll tell the story on more.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't go to me.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
If you like to wager on sports or never have and would like to try, you've got to head on over to BetDSI. What better time, too, as the Super Bowl is rolling around, dudes? They have wagering options for almost any sport you can think of, including sides, totals, and player props, where you can utilize your daily fantasy skills without a salary cap constraint. You can even wager on esports, politics, reality TV, or get an edge now with live betting at BetDSI, where you can wager virtually any time during a contest, capitalizing on in-game circumstances. There are so many ways that you can make money. What are you waiting for? Use the promo code FNTSY101 when signing up and get a 100% bonus deposit match. So head on over and open up your account at BetDSI. That's promo code FNTSY101. Go get that 100 bonus deposit match right now.
Right.
Bogman could use a match, TV match. All right, so I cut you off because we're going through a TV story, but what was your TV thing?
Well, basically, I was going to say you don't get this type of body without watching a lot of television. So
and
I do a lot of TV watching, and that TV lasted forever. And then it was just I was finishing up my debates, the Welsh, writing them up, and I was on 98 of 99. Hmm. Like, great, I got one more to go, and I'm done. I'm in a great mood, and my TV just...
Is there anything scary to it? Like 2 a.m. and your TV does that? You're like, what? Huh?
Well, anytime. If the power went out, I'd probably be more freaked out.
Well, like anytime thing. Like I had one time. I mean, there is East Coast people probably aren't going to relate to this, but maybe think of your heater. But like your air conditioning, especially in Arizona, going out is a scary thing. And I've had twice in the middle of the night. I can hear the sound and hear it go boom, and you're like out there and your air conditioning going out at night. There's just something so much more devastating about it happening at night. And that goes like, to anything. That's anything. Like, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, look at me. Life is going good. Bogman almost done with the book. TV down. You're done.
Yeah.
Can't even play
like
your
new
PlayStation.
Yeah, like I said, I have no reason for, to be mad about it going out because it lasted so long. I paid $700 for it in, like, 2007.
$700 would get you, like, a 75-inch TV now.
Yeah, it will, but that TV will last like 2.5 years. Oh, so
don't get me started.
You just replaced it.
Don't get me started.
Yep. So it's just annoying. But yeah, I mean, I could go get this thing repaired. But like you said, why would I go get this thing repaired when I can go get a brand new, movie theater for, $700 installed in
my house? I had a Sharp, I think it was, or Samsung or something, a 55-inch we had in our bedroom. It didn't have the apps, though, so that was annoying.
You have to plug
in like a DVD player that has smart apps on it and stuff, and that's obnoxious.
God.
But that thing, the bulb just went out. So I have got a perfectly working TV without a screen in my garage, but then I just went and spent like $350 and got a 55-inch with a smart TV, and it's got the Alexa and stuff.
How much does it annoy you? Because I did the... I would say typical white trash guy thing to do where you look to see how difficult it is to repair this thing as soon as it breaks.
It's literally the first. It's the YouTube is the literal first. I didn't go anywhere else. I didn't go to BestBuy.com, Walmart, Amazon. I went to YouTube.com
YouTube
and typed
immediately.
In how to fix this model. And then also I went to look up for the part. None of it's happening.
And it's like, it's also super selfish of me because I'm like watching this video and this guy's like, yeah, she went out yesterday and kids were watching TV and I come back from going downstairs and I hear the sound going off, but there's no picture. I'm like, I don't care about any of your problems. Just tell me how to fix it, redneck.
Yeah.
Let's go.
3 minutes.
Like, I'm getting pissed off at this guy. Yeah, it's like a 6-minute video. 3 of it is about how his kids were watching SpongeBob, and he came back, and the SpongeBob sound only happened. He's like, it's the part where Patrick is doing this. And I'm like, I don't care.
It's like two idiots talking about Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, so exactly. So I flip to, I'm like, I can't take any more of this loser. So I go to another one, and this guy, he's like, he opens it up real quick. He's like, yeah, you take all the screws off, and then he like removes the back panel. He's like, so the first thing I think it is this battery thing on it. So we take our battery tester, and we go, I'm like, I don't have an effing battery tester.
Oh.
What does this guy think I am, Tim the Toolman Taylor?
They did Let's that. Go. I had something in my car, and they were like, all right, first thing you do is you're going to unplug this, you're going to completely shut down the power to the vehicle, and then you're going to do this, and you're like, no. You know what I hate too, those videos they do? This is what they do. They're going to be like, alright guys, we're going to replace this thing. It's going to be real easy. I'm going to just skip ahead real quick to this little part, and they skip like 3 main huge parts, and they're like, hey look, it's real quick. See all these 1,000 pieces are all disconnected, and they just completely skip it. It's nothing is easy, and that's why people have this is what capitalism. That's why there is a premium on issues like this. But yeah, for me, it was like, am I going to waste an hour and $100-something for a new bulb, or spend $200 more and just go to Best Buy and get a new TV right now? And that's right, what exactly. I did.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it away. So yeah. I'm not going to go through all
you should
this.
Break it. We should do like an office space party.
I don't want to do that. To be honest, I want to like. I think I'm definitely going to buy a new TV because they're so cheap, but I may want to get this one fixed because it lasted so long.
Don't be that guy.
Well, I mean, who couldn't use another TV? So
we have 3. I mean, this is the worst time.
Well, the other one that I have is like, it's a little sketchy. Like if it's running too long and I turn it off, I can't turn it back on for like, 5 or 6 minutes because it's got to cool down.
But see, like this is what happened. OK, let me just we got to talk about real sports here for a minute. And I actually do want to talk like this is the worst time. And I'll bet you, by the way, there's some like hacker for Sony that's out there. And what they do is right around January 20th, they start infecting TVs so they break so they can up sales right around the Super Bowl because no one's going to wait.
It's a North Korean hacker.
Yeah,
it's the same people that got the interview.
You know what? Somebody go on the dark web and explore that conspiracy because I bet it's real. I bet there's a guy that works for these TV companies. They infect the TVs so they can up sales because this is the one time.
Right now, just like how everyone's phone breaks right around Christmas.
No, but dude, nobody is going to not have a TV for the Super Bowl, because this is where everyone's got to be super important and they got to have a party and make the Super Bowl all about themselves. So no one's going to do that. There's someone out there that's infecting everybody and all of their TVs. And I don't remember what I tried to say twice and we kept getting me.
You know
distracted.
Who it is? It's Bill Belichick.
Probably.
What was he's got all the Spygate. He's got all that stuff. So I don't know. You were talking about TVs and how I was thinking about getting this one repaired after buying a new one.
Yeah, yeah. This is a piece of advice for you. So there was a time where you bought a truck. You bought a used truck.
Yes.
And you drove that thing into the ground.
Right into the ground.
And once you opened up the floodgates, every 3 weeks, it was like, yeah, I got to have my brake pads fixed. How to do this, how to do that. As soon as you open up the floodgates of being like, well, I don't want to get rid of this, I want to fix it, that's all you're going to be doing. You're just going to keep it. It's going to be the bulb, and then this button's going
to
go out.
Well, I think this is what I'm going to do. Like, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not going to smash it. I'm going to take it to the TV place. I'm going to say, hey, is this thing worth fixing? You know, and if they open it up and they say, it'll be like $150, then I'll get it fixed. If they're like, it'd be like $300, I'll be like, well, can you use parts out of this? You just keep it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go smashing it in. It did its job. Right. It lasted forever, where very few things that we own.
You have
these
sentimental
days.
Value for it?
I do. Like, you know this. What in your life has worked perfectly for the length of time that it should have? Anything?
No, not my computer, not my TV, not my marriage, nothing.
This worked out. This might be the best purchase of my life. This TV.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding.
Okay,
like,
but
seriously.
This isn't like an animal and you're going to have it stuffed so you can remember it. You're like, what are you talking about here?
Weird. I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying, like, it should go out in a nice way. It shouldn't go out like, you know, by some homeless person picking it up like the last TV you helped me throw away at my place. So,
but that's why you should break it.
Some crackhead popped up out of nowhere, and I live in a nice area. I pay more to live in a nice area, and the Welsh and I were taking a TV out to the dumpster by my apartment complex, and this crackhead's like, does that thing still work? And we're like, no, that's why we're taking it out to the trash. It's like, you care if I take it? I'm like, no, not at all. Go ahead.
And then take a guess at the next question of what he tried to sell us. And just take a guess. That was it. He's like, y'all look. No, we're not. We're actually not, man. So you can have a TV,
no,
though. You're not.
Yeah,
gonna,
go ahead.
I think you're being ridiculous about a TV. You'll remember that TV,
maybe
TV
I am.
Forever if you break it.
No, I won't.
You know what?
Here's you're not going to get your dirty, grubby Welsh hands to break this TV.
No, here's what you do. This is what you do. You take that TV. You bring your other TV, your computer, your phone, any other electronics, and then you beat the ever-living garbage out of this TV.
Like,
and you
Office Space?
And you show all of those other electronics what's in store for them if they don't get their act together.
It's like going in, taking a dump in the cat box to show them who's boss.
That's right. Teach them. Teach that TV not to go down, or they know what's in store for them. So, worst time for your TV to go out. Guaranteed, someone listening here is going to tell us how in the last couple days a TV has gone out just like us, and it's a conspiracy because it is the Super Bowl that is right around the corner.
And to be honest, I think I would rather hear from the chemtrail people than the TVs go out around the Super Bowl people.
Really?
I mean, they're all crazy, but like, if someone actually believes that conspiracy theory that you literally just made up on the spot, I think I don't want you to become a cult leader here. Basically,
I'll bet you there is already a group. I'll bet you there is a Facebook group of at least 500 people of.
I'm just
going
to type in TVs dying right before the Super Bowl and see if there's a thing.
Yeah, type in TV dying conspiracy. Type it in.
TV dying. Well, nothing automatically pops up. So I like that.
Well, yeah, because they purchased an SEO company to make sure all the searches are taken out.
Nine crazy. See, these are all conspiracies about TV shows.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, see, nothing.
All right. Well, somebody support me. Somebody get my back here. Next week is really more of the. Of the Super Bowl episode to heavy talk about it. Though we do have a prop thing that I'm interested in. Because I think next week we're going to look at lines. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to look at the props that are set up. But don't you have a whole set of props of the...
Like, well, this is from Westgate, Las Vegas, and they have 36 pages of prop bets. There's over 1,000.
But these are old prop bets, right? Or are these the new ones?
These are for this year. So they're already taking bets on these ones. Like opening coin toss will be heads or tails. First pass by Tom Brady, complete, incomplete. Like they just have pages and pages of these.
We should do. Let's do like a Royal Rumble version. 30 prop bets next week that you and I take and see, and we'll put. Oh, and we'll score it.
Well, we have to go 31 then. You know what we should do is we should go through these thousands of prop bets and pick 53 of them.
Oh, hey. For the Super Bowl and your age.
Heyo, that's right, and my age.
I like that. Maybe even
definitely
if
not 36. No. So.
If anybody has any suggestions, you can send ones that you'd want. So we'll pick the prop bets and we'll have a pool, and then it'll just be a winner take all type of thing. Like whoever has the majority wins the thing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, if I win, money. If you win, it's a broken TV.
Yeah, you know what it should be? It should be like you give me $20, and if I lose, you get to break my TV in front of me, my old broken TV. I would be so upset.
I might be cool with that bet. I really like that bet.
I love this TV, man.
I'm a huge fan of this one. I could take my wooden carved diamondback bat. Oh, man, just one good swing. Oh, it feels so good.
I'd be so upset, especially like it being crushed, but you doing it too would be just.
It's such a good bet. I might pay you $20 just to do it.
Well, I wouldn't take your $20, so. So maybe we need to up the price.
You already said it.
I didn't agree to it. I said I was spitballing ideas.
Oh, you're a spitballer over here, huh?
That's right.
Make me laugh.
Well, I get way more money than you do.
All right. So prop bets next week. Full game breakdown next week. But there's a couple issues that I want to cover right now. There's two of them. One, you absolutely, and this isn't Super Bowl, by the way, it's just still a little bit more football. I know there's one you do not want to talk about. And then there was the other one that you brought up. So there's two football stories. I'm already forgetting, what was the thing during the break that you wanted to talk about?
Derek Carr challenging all of the sports analysts to UFC fights.
Derek Carr. This is essentially, do you want the good news or bad news? Do you want to open up with the good one, or do you want,
let's talk about the other one.
All right. Antonio Brown officially wants to be released, according to super agent Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens?
Did you hear? Yeah, Terrell Owens. He's his new mentor.
What?
Is this news to you?
Things are going great when Terrell Owens I almost lost $100, is your mentor. So.
Everybody gets very excited because I'm a 49er fan, and Antonio Brown really wants to be a 49er. Like, he had an Instagram post out there where he's in a jersey. They just took a picture of some receiver, like, talking to Jerry Rice on the sidelines, and it's Antonio Brown in a 49ers jersey talking to Jerry Rice with the Jerry Rice quote about how he should be there. That was on his Instagram. He wants to be a 49er. I love guys that are all in on being 49ers. I want team guys like that. He's getting real hard to like because the minute.
Yeah, I was going to say team guys.
The minute I saw this, he wants to be traded. This, according to mentor Terrell Owens, I just turned. It made me sick. I started to throw up because that is literally the worst person in the NFL you could choose to have as your mentor. There's no, I mean, outside of maybe Ray Lewis and his stabbing ways, like, you know what I mean? Like maybe Michael Vick, those guys aren't great mentors, but like I'm talking from a person, especially as a wide receiver.
Hiring Terrell Owens to be your mentor or agent or anything would be like hiring Mike Vick to take care of your animals for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a low blow of a joke, but you're right. You're absolutely right. You're 100%.
I don't care.
No, I mean, I'm saying you're dead on it. That was the, I'm just saying that was a low-hanging fruit is where I was going with that. That's an easy one. And you're right about it. there isn't a worse person. Name me a worse receiver that's not doesn't rhyme with Schmaruth. You know what I mean? Tell me a receiver that's a worse mentor.
I don't know. Maybe Andre Rison.
No, he just had his house burnt down. He didn't burn it down.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, look, Terrell Owens almost got in a fight on a reality TV show because a guy said he's desperate for money. Of course, you're desperate for money. You're doing a stupid reality TV show.
Yeah, exactly. You're crying, and there's if you can tell me a worse wide receiver as a mentor, I mean, maybe Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison's great, but he's
think
out.
Of one while we go to break, Welsh.
All right. Well, we'll be back. Actually, we'll be back for the second hour. A little bit more football, baseball, and Royal Rumble coming up. Who's the worst mentor? You tell me. We'll be back.